The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's International Tea Day, Tony. Name your favorite tea.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, Mr. T. Yeah.
Well, you know, Mr. T is a Chicago guy, so I should be right with you. But I'm going to say iced tea, because I'm a Law & Order SVU guy, and that would be iced tea.
Yeah, I don't actually like tea. I don't drink tea very much. It doesn't do much for me.
Mr. T, I pity the fool. T.
Yeah. We was a bouncer in Chicago at a bar.
Yeah, Dingbats. Dingbats. Club.
Right?
Club of our lives when I was that age.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Steph Curry sets the record. The Cardinals get worrisome news on DeAndre Hopkins. And Deion Sanders flips the number two recruit in the country from his own alma mater. But we begin today with the continuing COVID outbreak. Now we can add Baker Mayfield and his coach at the Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, to the list of vaccinated people who have tested positive. Yesterday, there were James Harden and Giannis Antetokounmpo. We have seen postponements in the NHL and NBA. Nothing yet in the NFL. Their games go on. Wilbon, how do you see the state of sports given this outbreak?
Pretty much like the state of the world, Tony, which is uncertain, which is nervous, which is bracing for another winter of discontent. Hopefully not the same sort of despair, you know, as the winter of 20. But, I mean, there are vaccines. And while many people can test positive, I mean, hopefully if we follow the science and the science says to us, you still need the vaccination because while you may test positive, you hopefully won't be hospitalized. We won't see the number of serious illnesses and deaths and people on respirators. And that gives us greater hope than 2020. But the rest of the world's no different than sports. I mean, you got entire schools that are having to go virtual again at final exam time. You got a high school that you and I know pretty well in suburban D.C., which is having to shut down, you know, because a group of kids went to party and, you know, it became a super spreader, and it's like, oh, wait, there are 35 kids out of 400 in the school have tested positive. So this is not sports. It has nothing to do with sports, but, of course, everything to do with sports for those of us who pay attention as closely as you and I do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid I'm not going to have anything really smart to say. I'm actually sort of baffled by this. I thought with the vaccines that it would curtail the spread of the virus. Now I read that the vaccines are waning in power and people are recommending booster shots immediately. Look, Mike, I'd take a shot every Monday morning if they told me that's what I'm supposed to do. I watched this happen. Like you, I'm heartened by the fact that at least in the athlete population, they don't seem to go to hospitals and nobody's dying. I'm heartened by that. But at my age, Mike, and at your age, this is very troubling and a little bit scary. I'll turn it to sports for a second, because I think that what's important in terms of sports is scheduling. You know, the NBA and the NHL, they can kick the can down the road a little bit. They got a lot of time. They can postpone. The NFL doesn't have as much time. They're in the last quarter of the season, and they're heading into the playoffs. And you'd say, well, could they postpone? And my feeling is with the NFL, Mike, that is that next man up mentality. Because they have to deal with injuries all the time. And that's what the money's for, to bring on other people into the squad and play the games. We'd all be sad if a team was lessened by losing a bunch of stars. But in football, we've come to accept that differently than in basketball and hockey,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you're right, Tone. Because it happens to some degree, you know, more or less given the team in the season every year. But, you know, Tony, it appears to be, who knows how long, and I hope I'm wrong, it appears to be just how we're going to have to live. We, the culture.
That's right.
Not sports, the culture. And so, you know, it's like, buckle in, you know, here we go. NHL players have an additional dilemma, Tone. You mentioned the NHL already, whether they should play in the upcoming Winter Olympics. Players collectively bargain for the right to play in the Beijing Games, but China's COVID policy could keep any player who tests positive in quarantine for 3 to 5 weeks. And those players would not be paid for any NHL games missed. So, Tony, could and should NHL players now withdraw from these Olympics?
So this is important. This is not an NHL issue. This is an NHL players issue. The players got this deal to go to the Olympics. The commissioner, Gary Bettman, and the owners did not want it, which I've always understood. I'm paying you a lot of money. I don't want you to take a 2 to 3 week break in the middle of my season. I've always understood that. Now, could and should they? They could. Certainly they could. Should they? Mike, if I was one of the players, I think I would. Because the fine print in the Olympics reads like this. The final authority on how long you can be quarantined, up to 5 weeks, as you said, rests with the Olympic organization and then the Chinese government.
Yes.
Do you think the Chinese government cares about the Edmonton Oilers? Because I don't. So if it was up to me, that's not the most liberal government to deal with. It was up to me, I would say, let's get out of this thing now. Let's wait 4 years to Italy. We didn't go to Korea 4 years ago. We'll get out of this one now. Maybe COVID will be gone by then, but at least we won't have the situation where we could be quarantined by a government. For up to 5 weeks and then miss games and get no money.
Every government has loopholes, even the Chinese government. I agree with you, though, that the players, not individually, collectively, they bargained it collectively. Now reconsider it collectively. They ought to have emergency meetings, very serious ones. I do think, Tony, going back to my point about loopholes, you know what? If you got private flights, you know, these are not industry commercial flights that would be putting someone else perhaps at risk. If they're private flights, down to getting individual players out of China, if there were two of them that tested positive and you needed to get them out separately between the club and the players and their own personal resources, I still think that could happen. That could be made to happen. These are rich, famous international athletes. They get to do what they want more often than you and I.
Really?
And you know,
really?
You consider every loophole you can get. Oh, I'm not coming out of the attic unless I can get a G6 to Augusta. So don't tell me that I don't believe that those guys would be held there.
You're making this into a plot for Argo. That's not how it works with the Chinese government. No,
how
it works.
What?
They should really seriously consider getting out. They should.
I said that.
They don't have to be there. You know. They should.
A plot. That's
Let's
a great storyline plot. It would be.
You want people smuggled out underneath the noses of the Chinese government. Good luck to you. Good luck.
Smuggled?
Good luck, Mr. CIA.
Yeah.
Steph Curry wasted no time last night tying Ray Allen and then passing Allen for the most all-time threes midway through the first quarter. It was a sweet little ceremony on the court at Madison Square Garden. And after the game, Curry said, quote, "We will see how far I can push it. Hopefully I can push it to where no one can get it," unquote. Wilbon, what did you think of the moment? And do you think Curry can push it to where no one can get it?
The moment is fabulous. The moment is fabulous in large part because it was at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. And Ray Allen and Reggie Miller are there. And they just looked elegant. You know, they didn't come out in today's fashion that I don't care about. They came out looking like, as you used to always say, adults, stylish adults, and they were there with Steph Curry, and it was just great for an old guy like me, and I love both Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. Now, the moment's great. It was celebrated. If it had to take place in another arena tomorrow, it would have taken place there. Boston, I think, would have been Friday. So Steph Curry's greatest shooter of all time. It was not dramatic to me. It was fulfilling for me to watch. Can anybody catch it? I go to gyms constantly, taking now a 13-year-old there. And in those gyms, they got 10 to 15-year-olds, and some of these kids are 5'4". They're Muggsy Bogues size without the muscle. And they fire threes every day like it's throwing down M&Ms or Skittles or whatever they eat now. It's nothing to them. Steph Curry didn't start shooting threes at this kind of volume until he was in the league like 4 or 5 years. These kids are going to do this, Tony, all their lives. Yes, Someone's going to catch Steph Curry, and the whole thing is going to pay homage to the greatest shooter of all time, Steph Curry.
Thank you for saying that, because that's a bet I would not take, that he'll hold this forever. This is right. A progressive number. Babe Ruth had a progressive number. It gets broken. Somebody's going to go get it. They're going to start shooting 800 threes the minute they land in the NBA, and they're going to pass them. This is not the Wilt Chamberlain record that we think nobody is ever going to break. That is a different deal. I like the ceremony. I particularly liked him hugging his dad because his dad understands what it's like to have to shoot in the NBA. I just think that what gets lost in this when everybody says that Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time, what gets lost is how great a complete player he is. His first move is always to the basket. You have to respect his shot because he'll go by you. Why do you think he does all that dribbling before the game? So he can handle the ball and go to the basket. Two quick little things I want to say that I missed yesterday about Madison Square Garden. I was there one time in the old garden at 50th Street. Lou Alcindor was eating a hot dog at the Needicks underneath the big sign, Madison Square Garden. We were both in high school, except he was a little bit taller. And the second thing I wanted to say was, I'm fascinated by how Steve Kerr said, it's magical, the garden, it's magical. Not magical enough that you would have become the coach. Okay, you broke our hearts. You coached somewhere else. Steve Kerr, let's take a break.
Wait, I can't let you get out with this. Your history with Kareem, is that why you were the only reporter in about 50 years until a week ago that he liked? Huh? Is that why?
Do you think he recognized me from the Needicks at the old garden? What does the Andre Hopkins injury do to the Cardinals?
It doesn't help them like Kareem might help them right now. And what's the word for this save in overtime last night by Andre Vasilevsky? Vasilevsky. I almost hit it the first time.
Kareem loved Peter Knobler, who was a journalist. Kareem and Peter Knobler were tied.
Nobody knows him. The reason I got to
Pardon the interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer, part of Happy Hour.
Time to be word nerds. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Losing DeAndre Hopkins for at least the rest of the regular season is blank for the Arizona Cardinals.
It's awful. It's awful. Okay, now I was tempted to say catastrophic, but I'm not going to say catastrophic because they're a very good team. And I believe, and Mike will know this better than I because he has a home in Arizona, I think that DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray missed three games and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3. So it's awful, but not catastrophic because they're good. Do I think it vaults Green Bay and Tampa Bay over them for the moment? Sure, I do. You know, because if you have a great wide receiver, I mean, if Tampa Bay lost Evans, you'd go, oh, that's awful. If you have a great wide receiver and he's not available to you, that's a bad thing. Do I think it sinks them automatically? No, I don't. I don't.
Diminishing is the word, not devastating. So I'm going the same direction as you are. And Hopkins may be the best offense, the most complete offensive player on that team. And I know there are people out there going, wait a minute, isn't it time for the great Hall of Fame bound Larry Fitzgerald to enter stage,
to come back,
to get off the golf course with people like Wilbon and Barkley and play football again? I don't know. And I have, to be honest, I have not called to ask him. I am a little curious about that. But I'm going to say diminishing, Tony, because you still got Kirk and you got that kid Rondale Moore and you got A.C. Green. They got weapons. Diminishing. If they get him back for the playoffs and they're going to have to play on the road, it looks increasingly like, okay, still
and
diminishing, not devastating, not.
Next.
Andre Vasilevsky's save in overtime was blank.
It was painful. Did you see that? Did you see how wide he split? Men don't do that if they're not in the circus. That's unbelievable. Let me tell you what his coach, John Cooper, said. This is a direct quote. Any male who watched that cringed. Look, he's a great goalie. He's got the Vezina. He was the MVP of the finals last year. He's got two Stanley Cups. He's great. But that had to hurt. By the way, in the same game on the other side, Jonathan Quick made a spectacular glove save. I've got to say this, Mike. Hockey goalies are amazing. I don't know how they see the puck and get it in real time. They are absolutely amazing.
And I'm going to go Wattastic. Wah, not W-A-R-O-Y, as in Patrick Wah. It reminds me of that. By the way, I'm not going painful. Don't overrate this. Don't go crazy, okay? Because this is like the soccer scissor kick, which you once had only Pelé doing in the history of the world. And
bicycle
I told you 20
kick.
Years ago,
not scissor
bicycle,
kick.
Not scissor.
Scissor kicks in swimming.
Bicycle. Yeah. Where every high school kid can do it on command, and it's been proven because it's on the top plays in SportsCenter four times a night. So it wasn't painful.
Okay.
That's what they practice. Wah-tastic.
Let's see you do it, big boy. Let's see you do it. Get down. You do a split like that. Tell me it's not painful. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come. The Super Bowl is headed to Vegas.
I can't do a bicycle kick either. That doesn't mean it's not done by every high schooler in America, because it is. And one of the top recruits in the country dumps Florida State to join Deion at Jackson State. Switcheroo,
you
baby.
Do one of those splits, you couldn't get up for 3 weeks. They'd
That's
have
right.
to pull you up.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 77th birthday, Jim Leland. Leland was a 3-time Manager of the Year. He won in 1990 and 1992 with the Pittsburgh Pirates, where he had a young Barry Bonds. He won again in 2006 with the Detroit Tigers, where he had a young Justin Verlander. Leland managed the Florida Marlins of Jeff Conine, Bobby Bonilla, Gary Sheffield and Moises Alou to the World Championship in 1997 and got to the World Series with the Tigers in 2006 and 2012. When he got there in 2006, Leland became the 7th manager ever to win the pennant in both leagues. There are 9 now. There's Leland, Tony La Russa, Sparky Anderson, Yogi Berra, Alvin Dark, Joe Madden, Joe McCarthy, Dick Williams, and joining this year was Dusty Baker. Three of these guys are still out there. La Russa at 77, Baker at 72, Madden at 67. I'm suggesting if Leland were hired today, nobody would bat an eye.
You think any of those guys would want to hear in-game from some 35-year-old front office executive who hadn't done diddly-poo on when to go to the bullpen? You think that list of men you just read and their accomplishments would say, yes, yeah, Skippy, I want to know what you think with one out in the seventh when a guy has a perfect game. Shut up is what all of them would and should say.
Wilbon telling everyone to shut up, America.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Bill Parcells. On this day 39 years ago, the New York football Giants named Parcells their 12th coach in franchise history. How'd that work out? Better than Ray Handley is my guess. The Big Tuna won two Super Bowls with the Giants when the NFC East was the best division in football, and it was loaded with great coaches like Joe Gibbs, Jimmy Johnson, and Buddy Ryan. Let me just add parenthetically that three of Parcells' former assistants seem to have done well: Bill Belichick, Sean Payton, and Tom Coughlin. Parcells took the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl as well, in the pre-Tom Brady days when the quarterback was Drew Bledsoe. Parcells also coached the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Jets. Big market guy, wouldn't you say? His overall record was 172-130-1, which is good, but his overall presence was far larger.
The only bad thing to come from the Parcells' time in football, which, as you just went over, was great, is Harry Carson, who is also great, and the stupid Gatorade. That's it. Everything else. Well, that and coaching Dallas. The other stops were like, oh, this is really cool. Going to Dallas was just, it was awful. And I'm not Stephen A. I don't hate Dallas, but I hate him being in Dallas. And the Gatorade.
That's sweet. That's so sweet of you. Happy trails to Florida State for Travis Hunter Jr. Hunter, a defensive back ranked the number two high school football player in the country, has flipped his commitment from Florida State to Jackson State, where he will play for one of the greatest defensive backs of all time, Deion Sanders. Hunter thus becomes the first five-star recruit to sign with a 1AA team since ESPN began ranking players 15 years ago. The irony here, of course, is that Deion took Hunter away from his own alma mater. Hunter had committed to Florida State in March of 2020. Until now, Deion's highest-ranked recruit was his son, Shadur, who was good enough at quarterback this year to be named 1AA Freshman of the Year. Hunter posted on Twitter today that he'd always wanted to play for Florida State, quote, but sometimes we are called to step into a bigger future than the one we imagine for ourselves, unquote.
I love this decision, love this kid. I don't want to hear how it's historic, because if you're saying it's historic, that goes back to the ESPN 300, which is 5 minutes old. It doesn't make a difference, because there's three dozen dudes from historically black colleges and universities in the Hall of Fame. You want to start with Walter Payton? You can. You want to start with Jerry Rice? You can. No, this is going back to the roots. It's not a first.
All right, let's go to the big finish. Jazz hired Danny Ainge to be their CEO. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, considering early his history goes back to BYU in that state, so yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Former Indiana quarterback Michael Penix Jr. transferred to the UW Washington. Good fit?
Well, his head coach is the former Indiana offensive coordinator, so he's played for him. Yes, it's a good fit. The Edmonton Oilers have lost six straight. Is there cause for concern?
Yeah, it's like 8% of your season. You don't want to get a stretch longer than that, even though we know they got a lot of talent on that team and should right the ship. The NFL awarded the 2024 Super Bowl to Las Vegas. Good choice?
It's very glitzy there. I mean, I think the people who are attending it, who'd be there for the whole weekend, would be very happy to go there. I guess I was a little surprised that it got it so quickly, but last one, women's college hoops tonight, number one, South Carolina, at Carol Lawson's 15th-ranked Duke team. Who you got?
I love that. But Dawn Staley's got the best team right now, Tony, and it's going to be hard to go against her. I wish them both the best. I've known them both forever.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can see Greeny, Stephen A., Jalen, and me duke it out at 7 on Countdown. And now, here's Sportsnet, a shout-out first to Savannah Vallaby. Congratulations on getting that tour card.